It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi, Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Hello, hello, hello. Wow. Wow. What a week. And it's only Wednesday and I feel like, ooh. Anyhow, welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. This is season 9, episode 6. I can't believe we're moving along so quickly.
I know. We're just speeding right along already.
This is your Wednesday night conversation. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. I'm Felicia Fifi Minor. And Freddie has one eye and one...
Technically, I can see out of both eyes, but it's a little fuzzy on one side, and I'm going
to... Should we read things to you today? Or
yes, please.
And you'll notice that there's three of us. We have a special guest. We have Afro Sensei.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Before we get started, we'd like to thank our 13 Patreon supporters: Allison, Best, Brandon, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, and Sassy C. Diaz. Now, you should support us like our good friend Patricia, who has taken the deeper plunge. She's already gotten a mug. I wonder what else she'll get.
I don't know.
It's kind of set up.
I'll have to look at the...
They added some more options, guys. Ooh. So we could, if we so choose, add more things. But right now, Patricia is like the only one getting them.
Well, everybody else needs to step it up then.
But yeah. So, what you do this weekend, Freddie?
I'll tell you what I didn't do is I did not watch the debate. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do even with the, like, I know that everything was going to get muted, and I'm like, it's not going to tell me anything that I don't already know. It's not going to change my mind. And there's nothing about it that is going to be informational. So I'm like, no, I'm not even going to bother. It's not even, fuck it. So I did not watch the debate. I did a little bit of thrifting over the weekend. Went out to dinner on Saturday night. And just to let you know, the Postino's patio was very well distanced. So all the tables were, you know, really well spaced out, like it wasn't weird or anything like that, so that was nice. And I worked a little bit on Sunday because because my job right now is total shit, and because things have been total shit and frustrating as fuck, I decided to take the rest of the week off. So
whoa, damn. So if you want to take us away from our muggle jobs, you could just, you know, support us on Patreon, and we would be doing this.
Quit my muggle job because I don't like it anymore. I'm officially distinguished. I have white not only now at my temples but also in my very ginger beard. So you know, eventually I will have that lovely like red and white, like, you know, sort of thing happening. So yeah,
So do we call you like distinguished dad or something?
I mean,
are you working on titles? Do you
want to call me daddy? You can.
Gross.
Okay, not I'm you. Out. You do not get to call me daddy. That is not.
I'm out. Thank
no,
you.
No, that's just too weird. But you know, anybody else? You know.
Did you say gingerbread?
Ginger gray? I don't know. It's, no, gray. Ginger.
Gingers don't go gray though, we go white.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like the gray, it's just like that bright white that you see in, like, you know, so
Gandalf-esque.
Like, yeah. What'd you do, Felicia?
Let's see. I wrote it down because I knew I wouldn't remember. So I did watch the debate. Partially because I wanted to see how this would work. So in ways, Donald Trump did act like he knew what the hell was. Yes, Shelley, you can call Freddie daddy.
Yes, Shelley, you can call me daddy.
But the debate was, for lack of a better word, it was very lackluster. It was very...
Probably because Trump was pouting because he couldn't just say whatever whenever the fuck.
He still didn't stick to the fact. He still veered off into, I don't know what land he lives in.
Hasn't in 4 years. Were you expecting anything different?
It was the weirdest thing. He was calm. He's on a whole nother level. But what I was always... I'm looking for things like where he's like telling on himself, because he does this thing where he kind of makes it seem like he's the better person, but then he like tells on himself, like the tax thing,
right?
You know, I'm like, ooh. So that came up again, but this time it made it sound like it was worse, because he was like, you know, I pay millions in taxes and they give it right back, I made a deal. I'm like, what deal?
Shady as fuck.
I'm like, what deal are you making?
Right.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of deal are you making with the IRS that you prepaid? Because if I could prepay, I would be on a payment plan today and be like, here, just go ahead and send it back to me at the end of the year. Since we made a deal, go ahead and send that back.
That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
I have looked it up. You cannot prepay your taxes.
No, you can't. That's not
a thing. You have to make the money first.
Right.
Okay.
That's not a thing. Like,
if that shit is going on, that's shady biz.
Yeah, that's not a thing. See, and this is why I don't watch that shit, because I'm like,
but I had to get the scoop. Why don't we lock him up? So I also enjoyed the weather this weekend.
Oh my god, it's been glorious.
Yes. And I haven't really, I've worn long sleeves, but I haven't really worn long sleeves like really. I've been wearing like short sleeves.
When I go out and take Bruce out, like in the morning, and then at night, I have to wear like a hoodie and like sweatpants because it's chilly. It's like 40 something. It was 40 something degrees when I took him out, like last
night.
So, like, when I take him out at night, I have to actually, you know. But oh my god, I'm loving it though. Ugh.
Yes. So, along with the cool weather, I took a couple baths with Bone and Basil.
Bone and Basil?
I didn't know.
Gretchen was there.
Gretchen didn't even know that she was coming, but there she is.
There you go.
And I finished the Mariah Carey memoir.
Were you reading it in the bath?
Yes, because I bought one of those bamboo things where you can read in the bathtub.
A bamboo thing where you can read?
Yeah, it's like a... I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
It's like a, what's that thing? You know, like you eat the TV dinners off of that tray? Kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, a tray. Tray, okay.
But it's not, I didn't do that. I did not put a TV tray in the bathtub.
Fuck that, I totally would. I'd make myself a meal, get a tray, set it up in the tub, put on like some Netflix or some shit, and I'm gonna eat my food while I'm in the tub watching Netflix.
That's where you'll be the next time. Okay, got it. And then to wrap up things for my weekend. I recorded my segment or what have you for the Be Daring Foundation's Mental Health Summit.
Are you not doing that live?
No.
Oh, I thought you were doing that live.
I could do it live. Yeah. But you know how I am on camera by myself.
This is true.
I did like several takes. I had to like talk myself up about it.
Did you not write a script?
Like... I did, but there's something. This is not the time or the place, but.
Okay. I got you. I got you. I got it. Okay.
What about you, Afro Sensei? What'd you do this weekend?
Over the weekend, I've been staying inside a lot because of the pandemic, but also because usually on the weekends I film some content for Instagram, like my IG reels. Mm-hmm. And that's when I just posted, I filmed that one over the weekend. So I did that. Kind of worked on some music.
I have some vocals,
stuff like that. So,
What is an IG reel?
Oh God!
It's reels are basically.
What? This is an legitimate question.
It's basically Instagram version of TikTok, basically.
Why? Like, why do we have another version of the thing? Oh my God!
Oh. Just another thing for you to keep up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So at the Drag Story Hour host council meeting that we had yesterday evening, Christopher J. Hall was trying to say that we need to get in this. I don't remember what the hell it was called now. I don't remember, Snap or Snatch or something stupid. And it was like another thing that like, it was just like another almost social media thing where you can like have a, and Michelle shared the screen. I was like, I don't know what any of this is. I'm going to say no, absolutely not. Because this is just one more thing for me to have to figure the fuck out. And it's not going to happen.
Was it Snapchat?
No.
He knows how to do that. He knows how to do that.
I've never used it.
Sort of. I don't remember what the thing was called, but it was like a thing, and it had like you could like add people to it, and then it had like over here where you could like categorize your messages, but they were categorized by hashtags or something. I don't fucking know. I don't.
Was it Twitter?
No. True. No. It was like a thing that you put your. I don't know. Ask Christopher J. Hall. He knows what it is. But I was like
Christopher J. Hall.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I saw it and I can't remember what the hell it was called. It was, I don't remember, but it confused me a lot.
Was it Discord?
No, it wasn't Discord, but it was like Discord, I think.
What's maybe. MeWe?
Not MeWe.
Sound like a Pokemon.
Right? I don't know what it was, but they started talking about using that for stuff for like... you know, for Drag Story Hour stuff. And I was like, not.
It's probably something close to Discord.
They can be inventive as far as like reels and TikTok. And if you, it depends on what you kind of use it for. Cause I mean, if you're just trying to follow all the different ways, like different trends, then they can be exhausting. But if you just kind of figure out like, where can I fit into it? Then you can kind of be a little, it's not as exhausting then because you're kind of using it instead of using you. That makes sense.
I'm barely figuring out Instagram just by itself. Once you start adding shit in, I'm done.
It took me 2 years to get him on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I was like, you need to be on Instagram. He was like, why?
I'm trying.
It's okay. We're here for you.
Thank you so much. So you were working on your Instagram stuff. You were doing so. You use like your weekends to like do your music and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes during the week, but during the week I have more free time, so it's more time to shoot things and edit things and you know try things out. So yeah. I didn't watch the debate because to me it's more formality at this point than any actual use for it because right. You know, I think everybody's pretty much decided on who they want at this point. I saw a few things, a few clips here and there about it, but like the prepaid his taxes, whatever that means. So there was that. And then I actually finished watching Lovecraft County Country on HBO. If y'all watched it, I'm not sure.
Oh yes,
I've seen previews of that, but I haven't watched it yet. Don't ruin it for me.
Six or seven episodes in, I haven't finished it yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's very intense.
Fantastic. Oh my god. Yeah, no, yeah. But it's one of those that you can't have on in the background. Like, you actually have to pay attention to it.
Oh.
Every episode is like its own genre, basically.
Right. Oh, like, really?
It's like American Horror Story meets Get Out meets, like, it's
ooh.
It's really, really good. It's really well done, and the acting is absolutely phenomenal.
Wait, is it scary, though?
Yes.
Yes, like it's very intense, like, visually and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some freaky shit.
I'm gonna have to watch it outside in full daylight then.
Right.
Because I do not do well with the scary movies at all.
Yeah, it's if you get freaked out, I would not recommend watching it at night. But I do recommend watching it because it's fantastic.
And plus, my husband likes to scare people, so.
That's going to come back and bite him in the ass one of these days. Like, one of these days, he's going to jump scare somebody and they're going to have a heart attack and they're going to die because your husband decided to jump scare
somebody. It'd probably be me, but you'd be like, cause of death? Oh, she had a heart attack.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of heart attacks and stress and things like that, so my tip tonight, it's my new segue, we're going to talk a little bit about things you can do to practice self-care during election night, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to be stressed the fuck out next Tuesday. My anxiety is going to be through the roof, but I also know that for me, I'm going to have to watch the results. Like, I can't just, like, go to bed and see what happens in the morning kind of thing. Like, I'm going to have to watch.
Plus, the last time we went to bed, we were like, we went in, and then we woke up, and we were like, oh, shit.
I didn't go happened? To bed. I watched that happen. I watched the results. I was at the cash.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. Oof. So, yeah. And you know, we know that this year has been a clusterfuck, which is one thing after another. And you know, we've gotten creative with how we practice self-care. And on Tuesday, I think we're going to have to kind of dial that up several notches, I'm thinking, because it's just, yeah, it's going to be a mess, and it's going to be really stress-inducing and anxiety-inducing. And you know, regardless of whether you watch the results or not, you know, it's going to be a really intense night. So here's some tips to kind of help you get through it. I'm going to be doing as many of these as I can so I can practice what I preach.
All of the things.
Right. First thing is, don't be alone. If you have a bubble, if you have people that you can be around safely, at least one person, I would say do it. Preferably someone with the same values, because otherwise, it's just not going to go well. Right? That's just don't do that. Don't do that. If you can't physically be with somebody, set up, you know, a FaceTime, Google Meets, Zoom, whatever. Do a Netflix viewing party. Do something. And don't just focus on the numbers. You know, have a virtual dance party, watch stupid comedies, take your dog for a walk, give your brain a break. Because if you're just sitting there constantly refreshing the results, you're going to drive yourself crazy. Because we all know, we see it do this all fucking night, you know? So don't do that to yourself. You know, check it, but do other stuff. Don't have that be your main focus. Do other stuff. Make sure that you eat something. You know, that sounds stupid, but you're going to need to eat something. You're going to need to drink water. Those are two very important things to do on Tuesday.
I also want to say that if you're going to the polls in person, please bring food and water with you, because
those lines are going to be crazy. Bring snacks. Yeah. bring water, something to drink. You know, if you, depending on where you're going and how long of a wait you may or may not have, you may want to bring an extra like power bank for your phone. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure your phone doesn't die. Make sure that you can, you know, because it's gonna be crazy. Cut yourself some slack if you don't have the spoons to take care of stuff during the day, because you need to save those spoons to get through the results. It's okay if you don't do dishes during the day. It's okay if you don't get your laundry done that day. It is okay. This is incredibly stressful, and with so much anxiety, you know, if you need to save your spoons to be able to get through election night, do it. It's okay. I promise it's okay. Now, we know
Jesus Christ loves all of us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
We know that Trump supporters have proven themselves to be bullies who take low blows to get a reaction. Do not engage. On that note, it might be a good idea to limit your social media for the evening. They're going to be doing everything they can to get people riled up. The trolls will be feeding. Don't buy into it. Don't engage. Get off social media if you have to. Just don't do it. It's going to sap you of your energy. It's going to sap you of everything. And you don't need that. Mm-hmm. Don't need that. So just don't feed the trolls. Okay. Regardless of where you stand politically, you also need to remember that it is okay to grieve. This election is not ideal. Biden was not my first choice, not by a long shot. He wasn't even my fourth choice.
Damn.
But, you know, and that's, I think a lot of people are in that same sort of, in that same sort of boat. You know, we're trying to vote for everything else, not just the president. And it's not ideal. You know, our first choices, our second choices didn't make it onto the ballot. You know, so there are a lot of people that are just, they're like, yay, we voted, but fuck, you know, it's okay. You can grieve. It is okay to grieve. And I think the most important thing is, regardless of the outcome, it is important that you remember that you are loved, and there are people who will continue to fight for you and for your rights and to help make this country better than it has been, regardless of what happens Tuesday night. Regardless of what happens Tuesday night. You know, it's going to be rough, it's going to be tricky, and it's going to suck regardless of what happens. No one's going to be 100% happy. And there are things that can't be changed in, you know, a matter of minutes. But just remember that no matter what happens on Tuesday, there are people that love you, and there are people that will continue to fight to make things better, regardless of what happens. So just remember that. Get through Tuesday. We got this, y'all. We got this. Ooh, Miss Nature, what was the name of that fucking program thing that y'all showed us yesterday that I was like, what the hell is this? What is the name of that thing? Because I don't remember what it is. All I know is I looked at it and my head exploded. So anyway, sorry. Yes. So there you go. There's my tip for the evening. And of course, you know, if you need someone to reach out to, feel free to shoot me a message on Tuesday. I will make sure that I keep my messages open. And if anybody needs someone to chat with or whatever, I'll be hanging out.
Oh, Slack.
Fuck that.
I use that at work.
Yeah, no. Oh. Fuck that shit. God damn. No. See,
it's easy to use.
It did not look. There were too many things on the side over here. And
it's like a form. No. It's like a little mini form.
Yeah, the hashtags are like rooms.
Why can't they just be fucking rooms then? Why do they have to make them hashtags?
Because then it wouldn't be Slack. It would be just like everything else.
There's too many things.
I wouldn't check the Slack. I have a hard time keeping up with the things that are happening on Facebook.
See? I would forget about it, and then there would be like 50 things, and I'd be like, oh shit, I totally missed it, sorry.
Because sometimes, even for work things, I forget that people are like having a conversation, and I forget to go back, go look at it. So that's kind of scary. For election night, I am hosting the results show with Edward Michael of ArizonaDrag.com. But I want to say that I am doing things over the weekend before that. Serotonin said, Freddie is the old man who screams, get off my lawn. He's working on it.
On yes, I'd be out there like in my my dressing gown and like my slippers with cane.
Oh my gosh!
I think it was recorded actually. If the video the meeting was recorded, so I think it is there.
Anyhow, but I will be looking at results all night. And hopefully not get too exhausted or emotionally worn out. But I understand those that need to take a break from it, because this has been a long, long couple months of all of this.
4 years. It's been a long four.
Yes. Years. But I'm also tired of seeing and hearing ads all the time.
Oh my God. So. Oh my God. Speaking of which, there is this one. Oh my God. There is this one.
Which one? Do you know which race it is?
Pops up on, it's like it pops up on Hulu, I think, and also my CBS Access. And it's like this older woman talking about something, but she gets all weird and teary eyed. But it's totally a Trump ad because it makes no sense. Like, I'm like, what are you even saying? It doesn't make something about Trump is the savior of the unborn and something, something, something. And I'm like,
oh, I have not seen that one.
Been talking about, I'm going to have to watch something on CBS Access and then I'll have to record it. Because I'm like, I don't, it's so like, and she's getting like weepy. And I'm like,
they just had her cry for no reason.
She's
okay.
Like,
put your tears in here. Go on. Cry right here on cue.
Right. Something about being persecuted because she's voting for Trump, who is the hero of the unborn. And if we don't want socialism in America, and if,
is
we, don't,
he now?
If we don't defend America, aww, then nobody's going to defend America. I'm so confused. I'm like, I don't think this is.
Anyway.
Someone called him an apex predator once on Fox.
Oh my God. Hey. It's the truth. I mean, what? Hello?
Let's see. Should we move on to, let's look at a closer look at current events. We don't have much going on right now. Mostly COVID related here.
Yeah, we are slowly climbing back up there, folks. Yep. We like to win things, and here we are trying to win the COVID game. Let's see. We were at 240,912 cases
today. Yep, that's up almost exactly 7,000.
Yes,
last week. That's a lot, guys. That's a lot.
I'm gonna need y'all to stay your asses home.
24 Metro Phoenix.
They passed now, so.
24 Metro Phoenix schools have reported outbreaks.
Yikes.
Two schools in Phoenix and Casa Grande have to be, like, they were forced into quarantine.
And Fountain Hills today.
And Fountain Hills, yep, Fountain Hills today. Yep, that's, like, they need to close the schools. I know for a fact that people are getting emails almost every day that, you know, oh, there's another case, oh, there's another case, oh, there's another case in your school, there's another case in your kid's school. Close the fucking schools. This is not like a cold. This is not a flu. But whatever. What the hell do I know? I don't know anything.
Well, you can't argue. Now, Afro, to explain to you what's going on here, we have a governor who is basically like the clingy gay guy at the party who is up Trump's butt. And he refuses to wear a mask now.
Our governor is Trump's glory hole. Okay. Our governor is Trump's glory hole. That's what I have decided.
But that sounds.
That's a nice visual. That's
what?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But anyhow, so they both refuse to wear masks. Even though Trump got COVID, he refuses to wear a mask too. And now everybody is like, oh, well, he's not wearing a mask, so let's not wear masks, even though I'm on a commercial telling you that you should wear a mask to lower the numbers.
That whole scene with him was unbelievable, because he went back to the White House and you could see that she was like breathing hard and like wheezing. He took off the mask and he was like, but he was like trying to fight and be strong. Even with the end of the debate, like sneezing and sniffling, like he just was like a fiend, like just.
I'd be like, Typhoid Mary, you get the fuck out of here. Go. Like, this is,
I mean, but there's people that are like, oh my God, he got COVID and now I'm going to vote for him. Like, who are these people? Where did they come from?
I don't know. I think they came from West Virginia. That's what I'm going to say is West Virginia.
Or Michigan. Michigan, and they're creating mobs of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did try to kidnap the governor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you know what? We're the ones being too liberal, and, you know.
If anybody has not seen Idiocracy, you need to go watch Idiocracy, because we are living in it currently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the children think of children's parents who don't want them home. What? Oh, that's from COVID talk. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's parents that say there's nothing wrong with them going to school, herd mentality kind of thing. He's immune, maybe a few months, maybe forever. He's not
That's not a thing.
I think he said in a press conference, I think, or like in one of his videos, I think he said he may be immune to now.
Can we inject him with it and see what happens? Because I would be, you know, I mean, the right thing to do would be then to offer yourself as, you know, a test subject to see if you really are immune once you've had it. So I think that, you know, he should volunteer his services. And we should actually, you know, inject him.
Oh, that's right.
With COVID, and see what happens.
Now, don't forget the bleach.
And we should also make him drink bleach with a side of Tide Pod. I'm telling you, just for good measure.
I mean, he's so immune. We should just. Good job.
Do we have any racially divisive American history sponsored by Donald Trump this evening?
Yeah. So I found this little tidbit, and then I fell into a rabbit hole because I found all these things that I was like, what the hell? And why don't you learn about this in school?
That's why we're teaching racially divisive American history sponsored by Donald Trump.
So I found this in a Time magazine. Time magazine has been like the saving grace of this pandemic. So in 1828, we had been colonizing and not we, ew. The country had been colonizing and
white people.
Have been colonizing and removing indigenous people from their native land. And this has been happening for a while because, you know, they discovered the land. We talked about that last week, you know. So fun. But did you know that in Georgia, they signed into law to overtake the Cherokee land in December of 1828? And this is kind of like around that time when they're like, okay, we pushed you we pushed you over there, but we're done taking your land though. So the law was signed because the white man discovered gold on the Cherokee land.
Shocker.
So what, they didn't just ask the Cherokee if they could, like, you know, come in and dig. What did they do? They came in and just kind of took it and distributed among the white citizens of the town, or the area, not the town, the area. And it was via lottery system.
Oh.
So winner, winner! Yes, let's get it. So the Cherokee leaders and white allies, we can't forget the white allies that came out of this, filed for a lawsuit, and the Supreme Court found that this was not, they didn't have authority to take the land from the Cherokee. But, oh, this part made me so mad, because I kept reading stuff that kept saying that this is true. Mm-hmm. But President Andrew Jackson refused to enforce the decision that the Supreme Court made. So, because the president said not to worry about it, they overtook the land from the Cherokee, and it would later lead on to the Indian Removal Act, which mandated the relocation of indigenous people in various parts of the country. So, if that doesn't sound like something that is happening,
mm-hmm.
in relation to COVID... Oh, wear your mask, some of them say. But the president's not wearing it, so it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We're not spreading it.
There's no smallpox on these things. It's fine. It's fine.
So that's your little bit of American history. Thanks to Time Magazine for having me up in the middle of the night thinking, what the hell? We live on a country full of lies.
Oh, you know what? What's interesting is I'm actually listening to a podcast right now. It's a fictional podcast, but before every episode, it's kind of cool. They do this blurb where they say that they recognize that the land that they work and they play and that we are living on is what do they call it? I think they call it occupied land. And then they run through, like, the, because the podcast takes place in Ohio, so they go through and they say that, you know, the area where the podcast takes place actually belongs to this tribe, and it's produced in Chicago, and Chicago, as you know, actually belongs to this tribe and this tribe and this tribe. So it's actually really, it's kind of interesting, and they do that in every single episode, which is kind
wow,
of cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That is amazing.
Right?
Do you know the name of the podcast?
The name of the podcast is Unwell. It's called Unwell, a Midwestern Mystery, I think, or something like that.
Okay, I might look into that.
It's a good podcast. It's really well done, but I love the fact that they... Like, and they've got a non-binary character in it. They've got lesbians in it. They've got there's like all sorts of different, there's different people of color in it. It's really, really good. It's really well done. And it seems like the people that put it together are very mindful of things. And I'm definitely enjoying it. So
Suzette says, yep, history is written by one side.
Yep.
Yes, and we are here to, you know, debunk, demystify all of these things that I have learned outside of school, because...
It's the things they don't teach you.
They definitely teach this.
Like that episode of, Watchmen, where you cover the Tulsa riots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is something we didn't learn in school, yep. School either, so... Or even about Central Park. Central Park was originally a place where, you know, different people lived, and they got moved out because they wanted to create the park for New York. So.
Yep.
Yep. I want to build something here. Move, bitch.
fascinating.
What does Suzette say? Suzette says, my granddad was born on the Cherokee Rez. His verbal history was completely different from my school history. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, because they've got the actual version. They will tell you, you know, any of the tribe elders, their history is passed down verbally. So they'll be able to tell you what really happened, as opposed to the white man came and we gave you blankets and we gave you religion and we also gave you turkey. Mazel tov.
Were they Jewish too at the same time?
Probably, yes. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, it's on to our guests.
Yes.
Afro Sensei, who is an indie artist and entertainer, and it sounds like a guru at the IG Reels, because Freddie had never heard of it until today. So, Afro, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got here today.
Oh, well, I grew up in Alexandria, Louisiana, which is like in the middle of the state. Still live here. I started taking piano lessons when I was a kid, so that's where the music started. I was about 9 or 10. Was in the band in school, in choir, things like that. And then eventually I started making my own music about 5 or 6 years ago. I just started making instrumental tracks. I was listening to a lot of house music like Disclosure. Stuff like Frankie Knuckles and Masters at Work, stuff like that. So, but then I started writing more like in a pop song sort of format. So then it sort of evolved into that, and the image evolved too. I believe I chose the name Afro Sensei because I wanted to do something that was kind of about Black identity and the ways that you may feel constrained either by within the community or by people outside the community saying what you can and can't be. And so I wanted to use the name and sort of explore different ways of Blackness.
Oh, I like that.
Some short version of it.
Well, you could have gave us the long version. We're here for you. So you started in music early. What inspired you to, or was it just like an inkling that you knew that you wanted to be in music? What was it that inspired you to be a part of music?
Well, originally I was a church musician for a long time. I took piano lessons, and after I took piano lessons for a few years, I started playing for churches around town. And then after a while, about almost 10 years ago, I left church because I'm actually an atheist now. So after a while, I left church and stopped playing because I wasn't sure what to do with myself, because I lost the whole structure of, you know, rehearsing and learning songs and playing, teaching the choir songs, mm-hmm. things like that. Actually, I remember it was New Year's Eve, right before 2014. I was sitting at somebody's house at a party, and I was watching like a Janelle Monáe video came on, and I was like, "Well,
ooh, I love her."
I do too, yes. I just thought, well, you know, why not try it? You know, if I could go through with it and it just goes down in flames, so I can at least I tried to do something with music because I still wanted to do it. I just wasn't sure how to maneuver outside of, you know, the whole format of church and everything else. So that's where it really started then, as far as making. And okay. Then the visuals sort of evolved from there too. So,
and I mean, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You know, you try to kind of, you know, start a career in music and it doesn't work. You know, then then you just go back to something else. Like, what's, you know, you never know unless you try, right? So,
exactly. So, what has been like your creative process of coming up with material or songs?
It's different every time. Sometimes I have a melody in my head, but I don't have the beat yet. Cause I would usually write a lot of my own music anyway. So sometimes I'll have a piece of music, but I don't have a lyric yet, or I have a lyric, don't have the music yet. So it's coming up with what fits, what matches what, because mm-hmm. I may have a certain song in mind, but the necessarily match or the mood doesn't match exactly. So I have to change it or I have to put it on the back burner and come back to it later. It's the same with images too. I had an image, a video I did last year for a song called Push Pull. I use a lot of voodoo imagery, like Baron Samedi and Maman Brigitte, the whole thing, the whole side of voodoo. And originally I had written it for another song I had called Refuge, which was kind of like a love song, but it was, that image was too dark for it, so I had to wait for it to use it for something else. Because what I try to do, I try to sort of mesh the images in a way that can sort of get people's attention, but also like make them think. Because Push Pull, that whole video was about sort of internalized homophobia and how it can sort of like damage you and damage people around you. And so that fit that image that the song I had originally intended it for. So it's a matter of sort of figuring out what works best and then, you know, pursuing the idea, basically.
So when you're creating like an album, when you're putting together an album, do you do you have a concept for the album and then write songs specifically for the album? Or do you kind of look at what you've got and you're like, oh, okay, I can see there's some stuff kind of coming together. I could throw a few more things on here and make it a little bit, add a couple things and then, okay, this will work for an album. Like how does that work when it comes to like compiling an album for you?
Well, the last album was definitely a concept album. The last album was called The Joy of Fantastique. And basically, it started off as an EP. I had two songs for the album, the title track, Joy Fantastic, and another song, When I Think of You. And when I listened to the songs, I thought they're about the same thing, you know, about love or relationships, things like that. But they're told from two different perspectives, because one is about like more hedonism, the early stages of a relationship. And then the other one is about sort of looking back and thinking, you know, even though we've been through some things, I still think of you in a certain way. And I thought in between those two songs, I could tell a story. So that one really was a concept in the sense of like, okay, I have these two songs, I can write other songs that kind of fit this mood and sort of tell an overall story of like from the beginning stages of like infatuation through sort of like a mature sort of settled relationship. So that definitely evolved from that. That's actually relatively new in terms of overall concept album for me, because the first one I did was an album called After Hours, and it, the individual songs were concepts, but they were more like in character. I was like writing in character. Songs like Lazarus was about religion, and another one was about like sort of like parking lot characters and that you see out in the club. It's like it was different like modes of characters, whereas like the last album was much more coming from like a personal place. So that was a difference.
Nice.
Wonderful.
I was perusing your stuff on the YouTube. So I was going through like your different albums and the stuff that you've got on YouTube. I was digging it. You've got some good beats. Like your shit's got some groove. I like it.
Thank you.
And you are all up on that Spotify too. What has been your favorite track to make and release?
Favorite one? I don't know. It's like I like different things about all of them. So I would say
we're not allowed to say that at pageants. We can't say that at pageants, so you can't say that now.
Yes. I think I like When I Fall, which is one single I put out last year, the first single from the album I put out last year, because it really kind of captured where the album was going. I had the other two songs written already, but that one was one where it was like, okay, it's like, it's an expression of like the emotion, but it's also still, it's still a bop. But it's also different from what I've done before. It was like kind of like chill wave, little drum and bass, little R&B. So it was like a really, it was the sound was coming together and the image was coming together. So that was a special moment. So probably maybe that one for today. Tomorrow maybe.
They'll change tomorrow. Felicia Suzette wants to know if we can play some of it.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can do that.
I would say go to YouTube. That might be easier.
Let's see. If you lose me, it's my fault.
Probably. While Felicia's doing that, what do you have kind of coming up? What's next on your plate? What do you have, you know, coming down the pike? I mean, obviously we've got the fucking pandemic still. Like, were there any things that like that you had planned for this year? I have like cords and shit in my face. Were there things that you had planned for this year that you know kind of fell by the wayside because of the pandemic?
Yes. Well, originally I had planned to shoot a video, like a live video, for my latest song I had for the last couple of months called Static. I wanted to do like a whole live video because that song is very much about what I call the religion of work. That, you know, if like capitalism is like we're all indoctrinated with it and we all are sort of enslaved by it in a sense mentally. I want to do a video to that, but of course, with the pandemic, I couldn't really necessarily do that and things were really shut down. So I wasn't sure when actually normal, which it still aren't. So with that, I have to change that using a bunch of stock footage and putting together a video that day for that single. But I was still able to do a photo shoot for it, which kind of drove the concept home a bit. So there was that kind of compromise where I was still able to kind of get the message out, but do it in a different way. So that's definitely, it's definitely been that. No shows, which is, you know, terrible. That's been happening as well. It's really just trying to find a way to sort of do things, still put out content and do things that are creative, but still be safe at the same time. So just still, because right now I actually have another single that's come out soon called Love Takeover. It should be out in November. And I've been working with a visual artist who's done a few things with Kelvin Spears. We're doing like an animated video together. So
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do an animated video. Somebody animate me.
We might have to connect and discuss it.
Right, that's awesome. So
I'm gonna try to share my screen.
All right, we're gonna try this. Fingers crossed.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, it has an option to share audio too.
Oh, that's good.
So let's see if I can. Can you see it?
No.
I can't.
Can't see it. That's fantastic.
Wait.
But I'm okay.
It says that I'm sharing it.
I don't know where you're sharing it. You're not sharing it with us. You might be sharing it with somebody else.
But I might be sharing it with the audience. But can they hear?
I'm watching. There's nothing.
There's nothing. It says you're not sharing this tab. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm watching on Facebook. You're not sharing anything.
Oh wait, here.
Noxious deepness, sitting seat inside of me. Sucked out the poison, scams are finally clean. Talking out to faces, didn't know who to believe. Jackals and vultures are the company you keep. Miss me with your explanations, none of the magic. You can't take it, emperor is naked, average, overrated, smooth operator. You got to the flip, but you lost the plot. Now sit back, gag, and watch the glow.
Today I got nothing but time. I hear you stuck on what's mine, stuck on the mind. Hoping it blows the time. Rewind now, let's open your mind.
Let's open your mind.
How you wanted with me, but didn't think that you were running to me. I think it's funny to see, cause you was really trying to fly, getting mad, looking hotter than 100 degrees. And I usually don't do this, but I'm gonna match what your mood is. You was just hoping I lose it, now I'ma lose you back with a fool. Putting you back, now you foolish. You want aesthetic, now know what is happening to use it. Now I'm an addict, influence, bad as a nuisance. I bring the back in the nuisance and hang you in back in the Buick.
Music keeps it moving, but I got time today. Got the fiction for you, it's all the same.
Uncertainty's your only certainty. As partners when you talk to me.
That's just a little preview. That's just a little preview. That's good. That's good.
Y'all need to go find him now on Spotify. There's videos on YouTube and stuff too. So yeah, and do you do all of that like? Do you do all of that like in your own like little home studio?
That one I did, actually it was a co-op in my city that they closed recently, but I recorded that one in the co-op before they closed. But I do stuff at home now too. I did the remix at home, and the remix is out now too on Spotify. So
nice.
Aren't you on Apple Music too?
On Spotify, y'all.
I'm on Apple Music on Google Play on Tidal. Pretty much almost anywhere at all the big platforms. So.
Oh what? So Suzette, everywhere.
Everywhere, Suzette, everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
And that was with another artist, actually from Alexandria too, called, his name is AJ, so AJ Felton.
Yeah, he was good too. Like, I like that track. That was one of the first ones I came across on YouTube. So I was like, ooh, this is good.
So if your Spotify numbers go up in Arizona, you're welcome. You're welcome. Where can people find you on social media?
Everywhere is Afro Sensei. That's on Instagram, that's on Facebook, on YouTube. Twitter, I'm not as active on as much because I just don't have time.
Which is weird because that's how definitely... I found you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll share things on Twitter, like I'll share from Instagram or Facebook too, but I just don't just get on Twitter to just tweet unless it's like I'm watching Insecure or something like that and I'm live tweeting. But other than that, I mostly go on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook.
Suzette is asking Alexandria, Virginia,
Louisiana.
Down south.
And the storm has not affected you. Okay. I was worried about that earlier.
Forgetting that other parts of the country have weather. We haven't had any weather here so fucking long that I just keep forgetting that other parts of the country have fucking weather because we don't.
I was worried because there was like a tornado watch for Louisiana. I was like, oh my God. So if you can't make it to the show, just let us know. Your life is more important.
And tornado watches don't really mean anything. They're like, there might be a something. It's fine. Yeah.
Are you doing any virtual shows while during the pandemic?
I've looked into it. I don't have the setup quite to do a virtual show just yet. I want to do one eventually, but I have to, get some more equipment for that. So it requires more money. So eventually, I want to get. I want to do more.
Yeah. We know the feeling. Mm. We know that feeling. We've been doing this for a minute now. So no upcoming gigs then.
Felicia, you're gonna play the game with him?
Oh, did I skip over it?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Oh, I did.
You did.
Oh, I didn't change them, but you can answer these anyway. It's fine. So we have a game called This or That. Are you ready?
Okay.
Just answer the answer that comes to your mind. Eat a box of dry spaghetti noodles or 2 cups of uncooked rice.
Spaghetti.
Okay. Be born with one nipple or be born with 2 belly buttons?
2 belly buttons.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Know all the mysteries of the universe or know every outcome of every choice you make?
Universe.
Tricky.
Yeah. Universe. I'm thinking like multiverses and like, all that science-y stuff. So there you go.
Here's the killer. Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
Forehead vagina.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, because if you had like a row of penises down your back, every time you sat down, it'd be like, you know, be poking yourself. Like, you know, that's very, it's a very sensitive area. So I think
the pajamas. You can wear a hat too if you
need. You can wrap it up. You could do like.
Well, I'm thinking if you have a vagina on your forehead, you got to cover it up because that's a sensitive area.
You can do like a soup bang, like a Lee used to do, like the side bang. You know, just.
Don't look at me. And my vagina bang.
I don't know. I mean, I just figured, you know, a row of penises down your back could be, you know, good time.
I mean, but I never said that.
I mean,
you know, I'm just saying.
I never said that. I mean, scrotum comes with that. Because that's
you just go up and but you imagine yourself in like a you can imagine like in the club with a bunch of queens, like, you know, oh. Let me get a jerk game real quick. You know, just like, you know, that's not.
I mean, you know, there could be some benefits to having a row of penises on your back. I mean, I guess the real question is, like, does it have the same sensation as a regular penis, or are they just there? You know what I mean? Like, I guess that would be the deciding factor.
That's what I'm assuming, like, what they would, you know.
Like, do they behave like normal penises, or are they just there because they behave?
And what
like
if you have penises? Back problems?
You know, there are things, but then also if you have a vagina on your head, that could also lead to problems because if there's a vagina on your head that acts like a normal vagina.
What if your pH balance is off?
That's what I'm saying. You know, if your pH balance is off, if something happens and all of a sudden you're wet and you're just dripping, what if you're a squirter? What's going to happen then? You have a fucking squirter on your forehead. Then what? You know, that can just be really awkward. So, I mean,
just whopping it up.
Oh, my God. You know, there are questions. I wouldn't have answered before I could make an educated decision on that.
I mean, I just come up with the questions. I don't think that hard about them, but okay.
I think that may need to be one that we just keep on that, you know, and just ask all of our guests. Is that
we're just going
to
keep that on for a study,
right? Just keep it.
9 out of 10 guests prefer penises on their back.
All right, Felicia, you got a bunch of upcoming gigs. What you got going on?
I'm gonna need to schedule sleep. So on the 31st, at 11 a.m.
That's your own damn fault. Okay, that's your damn fault.
I mean, it's okay. Drag Queen Spooky Hour and Costume Party presented by Drag Queen Story Hour, like the national chapter.
You fancy, huh?
Not really. They are fancy. I'm just included in the event.
So you need to be included in the event.
I'm so sorry. But message me if you want tickets to the event, or I'll be posting like crazy for the next like 3 days about it. Suzette says the penises would bring a whole new meaning to gangbangs.
Indeed.
I mean, but what if only one of the penises worked?
I mean, that could still be fun, but
I mean, but it's on your back.
Right, but is that saying...
Yeah, it's like you like... You got to turn around and be like, you know, it's like,
right? Yeah. I wonder, like, if I could, like, if I had, like, one working penis on my back, you know how they're, like, growing ears on mice? Like, could I, like, take that penis and, like, transplant it? Because, like, that would be helpful for me.
There was a story for somebody's own.
I mean, that's a kind of a thing, recently, but it's also. It's also not an ideal thing. That's just, yeah.
That's a lot of. That's the weirdest.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't come off. So. Yeah. Mm. I
mean, back to the gigs. we keep getting distracted by the penises on the back. November 3rd, Drag Voter Squad. I'm still thinking about the penises on the back. Election Night in America, hosted by Edward Michael of ArizonaDrag.com and me. Starting at 4 p.m. until about 10 p.m.
You're supposed to tell me when you want me to pop in. I'm still not going to be in phase, but...
I will. I'll probably do that this weekend. And then I will be a part of the Pave the Way Mental Health Summit presented by the Be Daring Foundation. My presentation will air on November 7th at 2 p.m. And then I think there's like some Q&A thing that I'm doing. But and then on the 14th, you can catch Freddie and I in Tucson for Drags for Paws, benefiting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona at 7 p.m. Tickets are limited if you want to attend in person. I'm going to say that again. Tickets are limited to the number that they are allowed to have in the venue. They're pretty strict about it. Mm-hmm. So if you want tickets to that, don't be like sending me a message the night before, because I can't help you.
Nope.
This is a damn pandemic. We don't have extra seats. Sorry. Nope. And then in November, because Brandon McGill had like a little bit of a scare, I'm not getting painted until November.
Probably a good idea.
Well, today he got his results. Him and Bess got negative results. So hope they feel better. And see you soon. I'm also getting my hair cut because...
Praise Jesus, because Jesus Christ, man.
Afro is like... My hair is almost about this size.
Your hair is getting a little crazy.
I need a haircut bad. But we are working. Suzette, touch me the or do my biggest pet peeve. Don't message me while I'm getting ready for a show.
Best time to message Felicia is between 7 and 7:45 p.m. on a Wednesday.
You remember that used to happen.
Oh, I know. Used to happen to me too. Every single 10 minutes to 8. What you doing? It's Wednesday and I've been doing this for 8 years. What do you think I'm doing? It's 7:50. What the fuck?
Yeah. Suzette, I have grown it out before, but I can't stand. I don't know how to describe it. It's just I like my hair short.
Yeah.
Getting locked.
Me? Ooh. Would I have the patience to maintain them?
No, you wouldn't. You would get tired of them within a week and shave your fucking head.
He's right.
I think in all the time I've known you, Felicia, you've never had braids.
I've had braids once.
Since I've known you?
Yes. Once.
I don't recall. Did you get tired of them within a day and take them out? Because
no, I wore them for like 2 months, and then I took them out.
I don't remember that at all.
That might have been
from my memory or something.
That was in 2011, because it was when I had long hair.
Then I probably I only sort of knew you in 2011. We weren't doing fits in 2011, so.
I agree with Freddie. You wouldn't make it. Thanks, serotonin. I'm so. Yes. You don't recall me with braids either? I'll have to find...
Nobody remembers you in braids, Felicia. You didn't keep it... You must not have kept it. Anybody have registered the fact that you had braids at any point in time ever in the last, like...
I don't have... So, Afro, I don't have the patience. I have patience to get up in the morning, take care of myself, and that is it. And that's barely working for me. Mm. But... maintaining my hair, oh my goodness. Mm-mm. I relaxed my hair for 2011, early 2012. Yes. And it did not last very long because I could not. Maintenance is not it. Mm-mm. And for a while, I was cutting my own hair, and then you would like what?
I relaxed mine like back in like 2009. And I had braids too, actually, at the time. So yeah, that is like because like you got new growth, then you got to relax it again, and it's like then I was dying it like red and then blonde, and yeah.
That's too high.
I should just post the phases of my hair.
I've only ever seen your hair like one way in the past 8 years, so it'll be a really short post.
Oh. But I think I have kept this style the longest because it is something that is easy to cut. And then when it grows out, I just go get it cut and I don't have to do anything about it. See how that works? Somebody else takes care of it. And for a while, I was cutting it myself until my husband was like, that doesn't look good. You need a real barber. And then that's how the burly barber became my barber. So there you go. See, I was even trying to maintain it and somebody told me that is horrible. So I can't win. So let somebody else do it. My hair underneath here is just, I don't know what the feeling is like. It's like like the hair is like too close to my scalp. I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, enough about my hair. Oh my God, we spent like 10 minutes talking about my hair. Oh my God. Embarrassing. we want to give a big thanks to our special guest, Afro Sensei, for joining us tonight. And we want to thank all of you for watching us. And those that watch on the replay, why can't you watch us live? I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Make sure that you guys go find Afro Sensei on all the social media things and on Spotify, all the music stuff. You know, go find them everywhere.
Everywhere. And then make sure you press the little hearts on Spotify because that, you know, elevates, you know, the artist a little bit. You know, they'd be like, oh, they like them. Yes. So. Oh.
Get that big money.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.